This is an audio recording of the North Hewish Parish Council meeting on Tuesday, the 5th of June, 2018.
No members of the public present for the open forum. Has anybody had anything brought up?
I've got two or three things, but I think probably do it under highways.
Okay.
Yeah, I got one, Chairman. Got same thing, really. Japanese knotweed.
Yes.
Right.
Should we bring that up under highways?
Okay.
Yes, because I did something to say on that one as well.
And let me be casting the role of an Aunt Sally here. I have had a couple of people speak to me about the overwhelming success of the pub. Their last open mic afternoon or whatever it was, live music. The village was packed. And the roads were, like with the firework thing. I think it probably is quite dangerous, to be fair. I mean, I don't know whether there's an answer to it. Whether they are bound to make provision for car parking, that sort of thing. But I had several people come and say to me that they thought it was a bit dodgy.
Because there's not many cars.
They were parked all the way up here. Mm. I mean, right the way up here, into the village, past the shop, up the lane, all over the place.
This was bank holiday weekend, you're talking about?
Yeah, it was the, I think it was the Sunday or whatever.
It was the Sunday.
Would it be just before the Ditford Horse Show?
No, that was the weekend before that, isn't it?
Yeah, Ditford Horse Show was last Sunday, but I think there was more at the pub. Do than there was at Dipper or show.
Mm. I wonder if they'd be you and they would be willing if they sort of paid something.
Well, if they don't ask, they could park in one of the fields.
I think it's just something we can only insurance for.
Yeah, they're undercovered by insurance.
If they're covered and we're covered, I usually ask NFU if they're happy with it. Has to be both ways, really.
It is only now and again.
I know, but it was brought up to me, so I felt that I had to raise it.
Because, and I think you're right, too, with the danger there.
Because this is a slightly dodgy road anyway. And if there's people walking about, it wasn't quite as suicidal as the fireworks thing.
Well, there would have been fewer pedestrians, I presume.
Yes, and it was actually daylight, which helped. Yes. Mm. But, as I say, it was just brought up, so I thought I'd mention it.
We did have some B&B guests staying with us that weekend, and they said it was one of the best dudes they'd ever been to.
Brilliant.
They come from the middle of Manchester, so...
Anything would be better, but
they did make that comment.
They're doing a good job there.
Really, would it be worth mentioning it to them, do you think?
Well, certainly it should be minuted, whether anybody
feels... But we can mention it to Mark.
That'd be good, I think. Because it's a shame they are trying so hard. Everybody thinks they're wonderful. We've got to find a good answer for that.
That's just something that, in a sense, when you're successful, these things come along. You have to address them before something dreadful happens, and then you get flat. So that's the only thing that's been brought up to me. Okay. Apologies of absence, we're all here. Declarations of interest, as per usual?
Yeah, up to planning.
Okay, I'm planning. So, can we agree the minutes of the meeting held on the 1st of May? Do we have a proposal on the 2nd?
I can't remember. Anyway, that's all right.
It'll be in a file.
Why? I was looking for a lead file. Tell me why. It's been blue ever since I published it.
Nobody knows how dementia comes on.
See how the key creeps in. Nobody.
Just say your card.
Been doing good work.
Fair enough.
So, matters arising therefrom.
I circulated you some draft privacy notices related to the GDPR matter.
Yes.
You all ready?
I couldn't.
Very thorough.
Download it and goes over. Didn't drag it on my phone.
Yes, thank you very much for your efforts.
Yeah, well done.
Are those acceptable, or do you require revisions to those?
No, I'd say they're perfectly detailed. If not, there's some of the
plenty detailed enough.
So the staff and councillors one is particularly detailed. It covers future eventualities that we have not yet come across.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've dotted the I's and crossed the
T. They're better than some of the ones I've had from other people.
I'm glad to hear it.
They are actually solicitors and the like.
They're better than the ones I had from Celia.
Do they need to be adopted?
I think we do.
Yeah.
So can we have a proposal that these draft amendments are draft? Yeah, fine. Do we need to bring up the matter of the play part here?
I think on the correspondence.
Okay, fine.
It was mentioned in.
Yeah.
Can't be time-wise somewhere.
Anything else from last time?
No, I don't think so. That was mainly the annual meeting last time.
Yeah.
The one before is the annual meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. We have no Councillor Hoskin yet.
Plenty of time for him.
Yeah. May I invite District Councillor Steer to give us a report?
Thank you, Chairman. We've got our AGM at South Hams. Councillor Tom Holway. Owen Valley Ward is our new chairman. Tom lives in Oakborough. He's been on the council now for 7 years. He's very nervous at the first council meeting in Tiff, but I'm sure he'll get better. Councillor Rosemary Rowe is our vice chairman.
Congratulations to Rosemary.
Well, she's done it a few times now.
She has.
Yeah. But nobody else really wanted to do it, so we said that she could fill that post. And most of the other positions are the same as they were before. I have been promoted onto the Devon Building Control Partnership, which I'm awaiting the first meeting with interest to see why planners and building control don't work together.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be one of the issues I should be raising.
Who was the councillor before you?
Councillor Hex, Mike Hex.
Oh.
We got a very busy time at planning. Yesterday we had 6 site visits from Salcombe to Marlton. We started at 8:45 and finished at 7:00 last night. And tomorrow we've got 14 applications before the committee.
Mm.
Which is starting at 9:30 and probably be still going this time tomorrow night.
Have the backlog of planning for this parish been dealt with now?
No.
I've not heard anything, certainly.
No, it is being dealt with. Believe me. There is a backlog.
How are we coping with the homeless?
No, they're not homeless.
No,
they're not homeless.
They're squatting.
It's best he can.
Yes.
Squatting.
No, it is. These applications are being dealt with. We got 2 new planners on, but it's the one that left in a bit of a hurry has left us rather a mess.
Yeah.
Which happens.
Mm.
Other than that, Chairman, unless anybody's got any questions? There was a bit of a glitch in the waste collection, but it's now been.
Yeah, several of those issues.
Yeah, there was a lorry breakdown and a driver that really didn't know the back roads, but. And of course, the ones that pick up out and sticks are only single driver. No,
they did come eventually.
Nobody else with them. Yeah, they did eventually.
We did have
unauthorised
road closure one day, and that was bin day as well. So they did come back. Mm.
Yeah, sort of it's all been caught up with now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Unless anybody's got any questions, Sharon.
I don't see anybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We don't have any other reports, I don't imagine.
Talking about road closures, going back to, of course, the road from Brookdale up to Falscombe was closed for 3 days for works by BT. Do you remember that road closure? We got told about it.
Yes.
Yeah, they have mended it all, and the fibre optic is back on. And
sorted,
I think, isn't it?
2 houses.
2 houses. Neither of them have used it.
Very good.
So you don't use it?
Not yet.
Planning.
We
have some.
Two items under planning. One is purely with reference to a previous bit of planning at Guy Bridge, where you objected to a possible there.
That was the shallow, wasn't it?
Yeah. She's gone for appeal, hasn't she?
Yeah, it's gone to appeal, and that's, I mean, just need to be aware of that. Your previous thoughts should automatically go forward to it, and if you want to be reminded of it, that's what you comment
on. They'll go forward to the inspector.
We feel the style of proposed building is inappropriate in the locality and in proximity to adjacent cottages, is what we put.
Yep. So that's does anyone want to add any more to that? Is there anything else from a planning point of view we would add? Highways, access?
Don't think they came up as an issue at the time,
did
they?
No.
The fact that it was refused by the planning authority means that the planners must have considered most of that.
Except in the AOMB. Mm. That was the main reason.
Mm. Anyway, be interesting to see what happens on the replay. Yeah. The other one is a brand new one. I think North Hewish is suddenly going to become the centre of the world.
North Hewish is already up in the north.
Well, it already falls.
Yeah.
Not all of it necessarily. Application for change of use of barn to dwelling, barn adjacent to church house, North Hewish.
You've got some pretty maps and things.
Oh, goody.
No doubt of that survey.
I have.
Just in case you're not sure where this barn is.
Well, you know where it is, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Is opposite.
Is the one band left?
Church house, Stoke Court.
I take it this is the owners of church house applying, is it?
I haven't found that particular piece of information yet. I'm waiting through maps. I'll find their names in a minute.
There
we are, right at the bottom, needless to say. It's the applicant is a Mr. Harrow, church house, as you say.
Mm-hmm.
Agent is Mrs. Collings. Whoever it is wrote this has never been to school. And I don't mind that being recorded. The writing is illegible.
Must be a doctor.
Yeah, whoever it is, they need to go away and try better, in my view.
If you don't want to.
On the basis if you can't understand it, you can't refuse it, I suppose, but there we are. That's the large-scale map.
Thank you.
This is the small scale map. This is the large scale map.
Not very big, but it could be made bigger.
It's not gigantic.
It's not very big. Anyway,
they have one.
Just with their garages, didn't it?
That and nesting birds survey.
Everything's been tidied up.
No bad idea.
Yeah, it isn't.
No sign of bird at
the
top.
Tidied up the goat house.
No reptiles.
That's the same.
Claire Collings is an architect. I presume that's the one I can't write.
That's existing. Proposed.
Would you
like to plan that? Where did she
Leatherage?
Oh, that's what it said on there, yes. Leatherage.
Oh, 2-car parking, 1-bedroom, that's what I'm saying.
Not uncommon these days. You'd have to allow parking for visitors.
Mm.
Is it 2-storey dwelling or one?
No, they're not.
There are some
skylights.
Skylights. I'm not sure where they're putting lights into. It only seems to be a 1-storey building.
Very windows there.
Diner.
Yeah.
That's your crib sheet.
Oh, thanks. Oh, so they're not doing anything actually except converting it and putting a light, a couple of roof lights in by the look of it, because that's the original, isn't it?
Yep.
Changing it from a garage. Yeah.
His planning application will be online for anyone to comment on and everything.
Yeah, I don't think it's tidying it up.
Should already be online. Huh? It should already be online.
Yeah, if any members of the public want to comment.
Vehicle parking. Total existing, 4. Total proposed, 2 to 3.
Well, I may not know.
Whoever can't write.
Well, yeah, they're counting inside the garage as a parking.
Oh, I see.
Probably.
Yeah.
Mm.
Garage
yes,
and in front of the garage.
Yeah.
Oh, it would be quite difficult to park in the sitting room.
Thank you. No, diner. Diner.
Sorry.
We all like a diner. Ecology?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No bats, no birds, no reptiles, apparently.
Oh, dear. But a slow one.
Look at that. Oh, thank you.
Don't come round my place then. When
I have one that keeps fresh coming to my house. Find it in the hall.
We find regularly all over the place.
All very well, but all without a tail.
Bats don't mind. Spiders don't mind. But oh, you know,
this is the next thing. The male and the female. And never the two should they must do, they seem to produce progeny.
Yeah, what are they at us?
No, they're enormous.
Well, are they? Yeah, right. Some legless lizards.
There's some poor wigs in Malta instead of St. Patrick.
That made the difference. Yeah,
it made the difference.
Yeah. Right.
So it's a one bedroom, bathroom, shower.
That's okay, huh? I must say,
when
we're in India.
Open plan line, nursed on the porch cupboard and a little couch.
They come breaking the windows on the front where the existing doors are. Then the sky is somewhere at the back.
But they can see you in very nice
wood burner.
Gosh, I'm surprised. But they've run away.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a few that happen to.
Catch it, yeah.
Land on it or sit on it.
Same as jellyfish.
We had jellyfish, unfortunately.
Oh, it's my crib sheet. Doesn't want to be clay ball, does it?
Well, I can only have.
I've got a lamb with a...
No, I don't think so.
If they're flame, hawk.
Snake bite?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Snake bite, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I had a bite or something.
Yeah.
Swelled up like a balloon.
Get them in the neck.
Yeah, swelled up like a balloon and I thought, well, that was
well, at least it survived.
So I went to jab him, picked him up and I thought, oh, what is it here? And it all came all up.
Oh,
so he put his leg down then he was fine. Well, ish.
Yeah.
Sprayed a bit of spray.
Well, he's lucky he's alive. I would have thought that he'd have died.
No, a lamb. Yeah. Mm. Down at us.
Well, she's a pretty nasty adabites and horses.
Mm.
Feet being sloughed off and that
sort of thing. Because animals, I thought small animals usually died with adabites.
It depends on.
Well, good stuff.
Where it is,
right.
Just another part of the quiz.
You want to go this way?
No.
There's no other pictures. So you're right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
on the back page.
Just look at the back page.
There are gaps in the walls, but they say no bats.
Hmm.
We're found.
Well,
no roof void, is there?
No.
Is that what it is?
So, do we have any observations?
I mean, it's only just a conversion of something that's there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't look as though they're extending anything. And considering the barn next door has been adapted, I don't see that there's a problem myself. Oh, God!
Sorry, that was cruel.
That was cruel.
That was really kind of me.
I don't actually see that there's a problem.
There's only
to be quite honest. I don't care with this. I don't mind lizards. I'll pick them up. They're fine. But
it is a lizard.
But it isn't. It's legless.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like them when they're legless.
Yeah, getting the server up for you.
So what are we doing?
Looks fine.
Yeah, I'd be happy to accept that.
No, okay. I think that seems reasonable. Reasonable reuse of the building.
Yeah, it doesn't do anybody any harm.
Like you said, the president has already been set the next barn down, really, which was a lot larger development than this.
Yeah.
They're not looking to put any new entrances in or raise the roof line or anything like that. The only thing that's going to really give it away is a couple of roof lights and a wood burner chimney. Mm-hmm. Increased traffic, but
I accept it. Yeah, I'm happy with it. My dad's birthday, if he'd been alive, he'd been 107.
So that is planning. Correspondence.
You've not been much correspondence. You've had the odd email from the association again. One letter, one that was dealt with since the last meeting needed to be dealt with, in a sense, was dealt with by our dear chairman. That's the detail.
Oh, yeah. Well, regarding the play park, you remember we did approach South Hams to see if they would take on a contract to do repairs, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. We, Tony contacted Richard Ellingham, who in turn contacted Paul Chambers, wherever he is, who starts his email back, "Hi, mate."
Right.
Very
I don't
informal.
Know this man, but I'll find out who he is.
Hi, mate.
He'll be no mate of mine.
Well, he must be a mate of Richard Ellingham's, evidently.
Well,
anyway, matey came up with a ballpark figure of £1,750.
What?
Plus VAT.
For what?
For doing the repairs to the play park. Now, bearing in mind, I've sort of more or less picked this and kicked this into the long grass already, but it breaks down rather interestingly. A lot of the stuff is really quite cheap. Repair to the gate, £50 plus labour. Sheet fencing, plus replacement, £125 plus labour. Repair to the chain link fence, £75 plus labour. But the thing that I found, well, risible, frankly, sleeper wall and bank, £1,500. Now, I don't know which of you have been to the play park. I mean, after I'd received this, took the trouble to go down and have a good look round. Now, what he described as sleepers, I would describe as planks. But basically, they are the upright bits of wood that are supposed to be castellations of a castle, presumably.
Yeah.
And the defect is that they're slightly wobbly. They are very well sunk into the ground, obviously. But they are... His reasoning for £1,500... was that it might be that if the sleepers were rotten, the whole bank might need to be taken down. Therefore, you'd need to have a digger, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So, I thought this was advisable, quite frankly. My concern was that if we accepted their quotes for all the rest of the work, they would then focus absolutely and entirely on these sleepers, or planks. I took it upon myself to contact Paul Tyler, who's done some work for me, which I'm very pleased with, to see if he would go and have a look. Because I think all that needs to be done with these sleepers stroke planks is to be infilled and tamped down. I mean, they're not a danger now. I think this is a joke. And I think the problem is, if we don't accept it in its entirety, every time it's inspected, it'll come back and back and back and back. I had
Were these plank sleepers pointed out to us as wobbly in the report?
They've been reported.
They've been reported, but in sort of vague general terms, I think. I mean, no. I wouldn't suggest they're going to leap up and beat
us. It's never been a you must, it's been a you ought.
It's been an advice.
Noticed that.
Yes.
So, anyway, I had an answer phone message this afternoon from Paul Tyler, apologising that he hadn't had time to go and have a look at it, but saying that he would, before today's meeting, but saying that he would go and have a look at it earliest. I think my view would be let him go and have a look. And see if his conclusion is that these can be fixed.
Mm.
Because, I mean, the rest of the work, even if it's more expensive than this, is relatively cheap.
Mm.
But 1,500 quid for that, I think, is absolutely advisable. So, I think if Paul either doesn't feel he wants to do it, can't do it, whatever, I think we should probably get somebody else to have a look and get a couple of quotes.
Mm.
I mean, the idea of getting Southampton in to do it, really, was... You're pointing out the defects, you got them right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But doing it fake.
I can't believe that they've sort of rotted or whatever they've done so quickly.
I don't think they've rotted. I think they've probably people have been playing to them and they've just got a bit loose. I mean,
they just need strengthening somewhere.
There's a couple of inches of play, that's all. I went down there and there were some children in there. I don't know what they thought a lone male.
Oh dear, you've been.
I've been thinking as a paedophile already. I imagine his actual. What he this is mate again.
Yes.
What he actually
your
said.
Mate, not us.
No, Richard Ellingham's mate.
Oh right.
Sleeper wall and bank £1,500 parts labour and plant hire. I've allowed a large sum as the probability is that the sleepers are rotten. If this is the case, then major excavation works would be required. Obviously, if the work isn't involved, then the cost will be adjusted accordingly. I would rather quote worst-case scenario and have scope to charge less than have to go back and ask for more.
But how do we know that he's going to decide that it could be rotten? I think we ought to replace it.
Pretty tame, isn't it?
Well, you wonder if he's even been able to see.
Well, he obviously hasn't, but I would have thought. But I mean, what he's...
I've not come across this chap.
Presumably, what he's done is he's looked at the past reports on the plate.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, for your information, Robert, he is... Paul Chambers.
Right.
Where's he from?
Southampton.
Okay. Southwest Devon, right?
Yes, Southampton.
Yeah, that's it, really.
He didn't even quote for one of the things I asked him to.
No. So, I mean, I think that's probably matters for the next meeting again.
Mm.
And hopefully Paul will have a look. If he doesn't, I'll chase him up a bit.
Apart from that, is there anything... immediately need fixing in repair.
Well, there are things that have come up, you know, sort of the non-closure of the
Yeah, but I mean, everything can still be used safely and adequately and all the rest of it.
Felt off the roof of the house.
But mind you, I feel that felt should be repaired as soon as possible.
It should be.
Otherwise, you're just going to rot the wood underneath.
But in terms of it being dangerous,
is it possible, or what does the council think, if perhaps that whoever matey is... to do everything except the planks.
Well, I think the problem is, though, if we reject that, every time they do an inspection, they will focus on the planks. and we won't...
But could somebody else do the other bits that need
doing? Of course they could, but that's really why I got Paul coming.
Simple jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, Henry could do those, but, I mean, in a sense, I think...
Because
we
really,
to make
we ought
sure
to do
them in concern,
shouldn't we, just to get them off our backs, I feel.
Hmm. Well, that's why I wanted Paul to go and have a look. And hopefully he has identified that he needs to go and have a look. So if he doesn't get back to me in the next couple of weeks, I'll chase him up.
And especially if it's just been dry, because at least the roof will be dry to then cover it.
So that was that.
Yep. Right, that's one bit of correspondence. Or the only other correspondence you've had has been the association, the
Dalt.
Local county, the dog things, and you've got all those. They're just...
Mm-hmm.
Information of various sorts.
CPD.
I think that's all we've had.
So financial matters.
Right, for the income and expenditure thing we
did we cover highways?
Have you not got your minutes?
No, I haven't in front of me. Thank you.
Sorry.
That's better. Yeah, I know.
We carried forward £8,504.44. We've had interest of 33p. We've also had a couple of things go through now. The gift that we presented on the closure of a certain business has gone through at 35, and the Devon Association fee has gone through. There's still one cheque outstanding, I think it's Mr. Widdicombe's. Anyway, the balance we've got at the moment now is £8,365.23. Yes, we've got something like a cheque for 216 outstanding to Mr. Widdicombe. Mm. Presumably has the same problem as the rest of us trying to get cheques into a bank.
Mm. Yes, but,
so that's the situation. The other things, though, another thing has happened between meetings and your chair made an executive decision on this. We had the insurance renewal come through. Now, it needed renewing before the start of this month. I don't know if you want to say anything about that.
Well, no, I mean, we basically, because the people that we had insurance with last time have...
They've handed on to a new company, haven't they?
We had information about... Is it the company they handed on?
BHIB.
Whoever it was, I went through it, and it's actually pretty much equivalent to... Well, in all respects to what we had before. No variation, and it's a little bit cheaper.
It's almost £40 cheaper, and you consider the last time we knocked the price down, this time it's gone down even more.
Basically, because it was equivalent, I thought, well, we've got to get on with it, just get on with it. So I hope that's all right.
Yeah. We went through all that rigmarole.
That was because one person poached the work off somebody else.
That's it, exactly.
And probably passed it on to somebody else.
And if I could sort of give a little hint, it's possibly time we considered a donation to a certain...
Use of?
Yes.
Shall I disappear?
Probably the best if you did.
Maybe not too much church in the absence.
Yeah.
Did you change that?
Can you hear?
For your ear information, last year you made a donation of £220, which worked out at £20 a night that we used the place.
Do we think reasonable? Do we think
yes,
increase?
I think that amount is reasonable. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll do the same.
I'm sure nightclubs are more expensive.
Right, we'll do a check.
What are nightclubs?
I wouldn't know.
Neither would I.
No, I wouldn't know.
I don't mind going to that one.
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
Well, there's one in Kingsbridge. It's a telephone box. Pay a pound and you're all right.
Yeah.
Where? So, bring her back.
Yeah. Better bring her back. Tell her we blow with it.
Run the show.
So we're looking for a new meeting place.
It's a house up the road, which I'm sure
it's quite a big one.
Big house up the road. That would be more expensive.
We could always go in the basement on the cobbled floor.
Yeah, you could, yes. Put a table down there, two chairs if you like.
Yeah. Absorb the moss.
So is that financial?
Yes, that's the financial bit then.
So highways.
Okay, well I'll start off then as Rob's writing down. I just wondered whether the vegetation around the Avonwick sign by Woodland Farm could be cut back because you can't actually see it at all.
Mm.
And also, I wondered whether it's possible for somebody to cut back with a stronger pair of shears than I have with the junction of the North Hewish Road and the Upper Road, because to look to the right towards the pub is near enough impossible at the moment.
Where
with the vegetation. Coming out of the North Hewish Road, yeah. I don't know if anybody could do it. My shears aren't strong enough for that. Mr. Widdicombe, would he be able to do
that? Devon Highways, or possibly
Devon Highways, okay.
No, Mr. Widdicombe has volunteered to do signs, hasn't he? Except on the main roads and things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, might as well get him.
And the other thing I wondered, but I don't know what your thought is, you may sort of find it totally unnecessary, perhaps. Coming up through Avonwick from Avon Inn, It would be lovely just to see the sides weed-free, and I'm just wondering whether are we allowed to put weed killer on, or...
You might have just noticed that around the church...
Oh, I didn't, actually.
..turned a little brown. I don't know who did it.
Oh, really? It's those rats again. But I just...
I feel that South Ham's are responsible for that.
Yeah, I just feel, you know, to come into Avonwick, and at least if this sort of looks weed-free, it just makes the village look a little bit nicer.
I think South Ham's have done it before.
Who we got to get out? Locality,
and also, it would be much easier with people walking
right
down to the pub as well.
Send the localities now.
And it could be, we could say that it's easier then for people to walk down to the pub because they obviously have to avoid the brambles and everything at the moment and go right out in the road.
And then what? Ask Widdicombe to see if he can do around the signs.
Yeah,
well, we'll do the one at Woodland in the next couple of weeks.
Oh,
we'll put the hedge on and just tie the hedges up into the village for safety reasons.
Thank you.
Thanks.
No safety reasons.
Yeah, there'll be safety reasons until first September.
Yeah. But it needs to end. You're just safety.
Okay, so we'll just ask John Whittaker if he can play it around the same.
Shall I do that?
Would you mind?
Because he does round the bottle or the drain holes and stuff at the strip. Very tidy.
Yeah,
well, I think he took that on as part of his remit.
Yeah.
Don't carry them through the verges at all, are they?
No. Not down through here. On the Cali Road thing.
I did them
on the Mail Road, yeah.
On the California Road, yeah. Or why are they complaining with it?
Don't know.
Oh, they did the California
this,
because of flooding.
I'm going to say between Bitterford and Ivy Bridge, I think they've done a little bit there.
And they've done a little bit between here and Tops as well. Because
Charleston comes in, isn't it? We were tackling them with it.
Not weed.
Not weed.
Not responsibility. Devon County.
No.
John, say anything?
Oh, not weed.
I'm joining on with you, if you like.
We've got four bits now.
I've had emails from residents about not weed. I've been on to Devon County. They say lack of funds, they'll probably be put on the back burner this year. But as it's a notifiable plant, that should not happen. It should be dealt with by then.
Otherwise the problem will be twice as bad next year.
Exactly.
I was going to say...
It's a lot worse this year than it was last year.
I think I'm going to get my agents to write about it.
Yeah.
Because if it encroaches into our land...
Yes.
Which it's beginning to.
Then they will be liable.
Well, they told me last year that...
They
wouldn't touch it until it's encroached.
Well,
land,
if they do let it encroach, we will be after
it.
It'll
be too late then.
It's not
I'm sure it is just after the tree on your on one of your fields.
It's all the way.
It's well over halfway through the hedge.
Yeah.
It's got to be
over the other. It must be.
Yeah. Well, it's
and the thing is, once it's flayed, it'll go everywhere.
They certainly said last year that if it encroached on land, they would do
something. Yeah, I would.
Thing is, they did it 2 years running, didn't they? And it was beginning to disappear, and then they just left it.
And I thought at one point this year they'd done something
for 4 years at least.
Right. I think it was the first.
It was a traffic hazard. You're on Bull Cross.
Yeah.
You go down that road.
If we don't get any joy from, is it? Did you say Devon County?
Yeah.
Who could we go that was higher then?
The leader of them, Perry John Hart, that's the only man who was higher.
I think perhaps if it came from an agent rather than from us, it might
I think it should come from both.
Well, I think I'm sure it should.
I think if you do it, and then we can all top back each other up, really. But I will get on to my agents, I think.
And
say,
perhaps,
please,
could
we send it then to the head of Devon County?
I've sent it to Richard Hoskin.
Well, perhaps we ought to go
and
to Richard's the chairman.
Well, he's chairman now, isn't he? No,
vice chairman.
Well, perhaps we ought to send it to the chairman.
Well, I could do it to Highways, copy to chairman.
Oh, you'd better go to John Hart.
We'll do that then.
So who am I getting my agents to write to?
John Hart, the chairman.
Leader.
And John Hart, the leader. The chairman who is...
And just circulate it all round to anyone.
And the vice chair, which is Richard Hoskin as well.
I thought they had.
I think it's been on my mind, I thought I'd come back to it.
It's definitely getting worse. It's awful.
Do we need to detail where we know that to be?
Well,
we can do that.
Take some pictures.
There's four places really just going out of Avonwick towards... You can't miss it, it's on both sides of the road.
But they miss it each time. I remember before they said, oh no, there's only one space,
one little bit. Both sides of the road.
Yeah.
Well, it's certainly four places.
Yeah, we'll take a picture.
No, they didn't miss it, did they? Because the operator lifted out and left
it. Yeah, he went around it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Obviously we'll take a picture of it.
Because if you start cutting it and then you remove it
somewhere
else, it will root itself anywhere, really.
Yeah.
It's wretched stuff.
Well, we probably ought to detail where we know to be in that case.
Yeah, well,
spray
paint,
that's a good idea. Spray painter. Yeah. Go down and...
Oh, yeah, good one.
Can of spray or something.
Yeah. Good one.
I can do that with sheet marker.
That's what I was thinking.
Wash off.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Wouldn't in dry weather, would it?
No. Bright orange or bright red or something like that.
Yeah. Somebody would think the ram's been there.
Bright yellow. Yellow cheap, don't use that real.
Okay.
Right, so I'll put a letter anyway to John Hart and you know, if we both do it, we get somewhere.
And do you think you would spray it? Because we could say then it's the area has been sprayed.
No.
No.
You'd have to have a qualified person to spray.
I think so.
That.
No,
spray
about
it
colour,
with the sheet marker.
Oh, I could spray it with the sheet marker. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Hello.
I don't usually go off.
Sounds like you're about it.
Everybody out
of form. Yes, fire alarm. That's my alarm, but I had to get up at 5:15 this morning to catch the ferry to get here in time for the meeting.
Very good.
You are so good, Marigold.
Why did you set an alarm for 7:10?
I have no idea. I don't understand.
Just in case you missed the last one.
Yeah,
oh, of course, yeah, for the next ferry.
I have no idea how to set it. I obviously set it without knowing I'd set it. It's probably going to go off all day and all night now.
No, that turns
out. Yes, nightmare, those, don't they? I hate them.
So that's not weed. Anything else on highways?
They filled up the potholes along the Horsbrook Road.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. They've gone black away as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I haven't been here for a week.
I think they're going to tar and chip in the California Crossroad out to Bangor, out to Kitterford.
Tell the people in Los Angeles.
Than I am, mate.
Right.
Turn the volume up.
It's quite sensitive.
Okay. It's a good job the chairman, isn't it? items for future meetings.
There's one thing that we must look at. We've had Southampton District Council bless them, ensure the play park and inspect it regularly on a monthly basis. I've not heard anything from them at all for this year. Is it your wish that I should contact them in any specific? Because my worry is they might be wanting to opt out of that. I mean, last year they put the price up because they said it wasn't meeting their costs. This year, I'm not sure that they did the job that we paid them to do in terms of coming every month and checking it.
Right. But
presumably, they have to nominally do it in order for us to get insurance.
Well, you'd think so.
But and they're providing the insurance.
But if they nominally do it, then it absolves us from responsibility.
Mm.
Exactly. Even if they don't turn up. Mm. So
they used to send monthly support to us.
I think probably we ought to get them to continue.
I ought to ask them to continue.
Because otherwise it then becomes our responsibility.
Yeah.
I'll write to them and report back at the next meeting.
Mm. Yeah.
And what happens if they come back and say, no, we don't want to do it anymore?
Then we're left stuck. We've got someone has to do it for health and safety reasons.
When is the insurance due?
Well, we last paid it in July last year.
So it's coming up
so
pretty soon.
That's why I'm thinking about it now.
Mm.
Well, I think we're in contact with post haste.
Yeah, but certainly can't have the apparatus being used at the play park unless it's
insured.
School holidays coming up.
Yeah.
I should imagine the world is absolutely alive with health and safety people who would take it on. But it would be better to keep
at what cost?
It would be exactly. It would be better to keep the continuity.
It's only £150 that Southampton's charge.
I'm sure David's mate will do it for you.
Yeah. Your mate?
We'd have to have someone with the right qualifications, that's the problem.
Well, you don't know, wouldn't you?
Tax makes sense.
Okay. If we could, right. Please.
Yes.
Anything else for future meetings?
No.
So the proposed date for the next meeting is the 10th of July, is that
okay? Yes,
that no problem?
No idea.
Might be
same
night's different power change.
Right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Did you vote?
Well, then you've got a terrible decision to make.
My priorities.
Absolutely.
We need you.
Thank you very much.
Well, I'll be here.